And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of December, 2014. It's the first day of Kwanzaa, an African-American holiday first celebrated in 1966. Kwanzaa from the Swahili phrase, first fruit. First fruits, celebrations recorded in African history from as far back as ancient Egyptian times. Today is also St. Stephen's Day, in honor of the first Christian martyr in England. It is Boxing Day, offerings for the poor collected in church boxes, the day when you give a little gratuity to the mailman or the cleaning lady, and children go begging from door to door. In Ireland, too, it's Wren Day. Wren boys go from house to house carrying a holly bush and asking for treats. The largest mass execution in American history on this day in 1862 in Mankato, Minnesota, at the end of the U.S.-Dakota War, an uprising by Sioux that was triggered by several broken treaties and a lack of government food assistance that had been promised. There was a trial in Minnesota of 2,000 Dakota prisoners. 392 were found guilty, 303 were given a death sentence. President Lincoln reviewed the transcripts and commuted the sentences of all except 38, and they were hanged on this day in 1862. It's the birthday of Charles Babbage, the inventor of the first calculating machine, born in London, 1791. The author Henry Miller, New York City, 1891, who gave us Tropic of Cancer. And David Sedaris, born near Binghamton, New York, 1956, whose essay The Santa Land Diaries was a big hit when it was heard on NPR's Morning Edition in 1992. Here's a poem for today by James Tate, Making the Best of the Holidays. Justine called on Christmas Day to say she was thinking of killing herself. I said, "We're in the middle of opening presents, Justine. Could you possibly call back later, that is, if you're still alive?" She was furious with me and called me all sorts of names, which I refused to dignify by repeating them. I hung up on her and returned to the joyful task of opening presents. Everyone seemed delighted with what they got, and that definitely included me. I placed a few more logs on the fire, and then the phone rang again. This time it was Hugh, and he had just taken all of his pills and washed them down with a quart of gin. "Sleep it off, Hugh," I said. "I can barely understand you. You're slurring so badly. Call me tomorrow, Hugh, and Merry Christmas." The roast in the oven smelled delicious. The kids were playing with their new toys. Lonnie was giving me a big Christmas gift when the phone rang again. It was Debbie. "I hate you," she said. "You're the most disgusting human being on the planet." "You're absolutely right," I said, "and I've always been aware of this. Nonetheless, Merry Christmas, Debbie." Halfway through dinner, the phone rang again, but this time Lonnie answered it. When she came back to the table, she looked pale. "Who was it?" I asked. "It was my mother," she said. "And what did she say?" I asked. "She said she wasn't my mother," she said. A poem by James Tate, Making the Best of the Holidays, from Return to the City of White Donkeys, published by Echo Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.